What's going on, everybody? This is Rob, and this is the Worlds Collide podcast, and I'm coming to you live from my bedroom here in beautiful, lovely Honolulu, Hawaii, and it is 2021, right? So happy New Year to all of you. Happy holidays. If I didn't say so in my last podcast, happy holidays. Hope you had a very Merry Christmas and downtime from work, if that was at all possible. Hopefully you got to spend some time with friends, family. I know the pandemic is still going on. But, you know, hopefully you all made the best of it. So I know I did. I spent a lot of time with my close family and everything. And we did what we could here. We opened some presents. It just was great. So here's looking forward to 2021. So let's talk real quick before I go into the Evanescence and Within Temptation news of the week. Oh, it's actually 2 weeks. So it was quite a year, wasn't it? 2020. So, aside from the obvious world events going on, you know, if you were an Evanescence or Within Temptation fan, this last year, 2020, was really a great year, was it not? I mean, we got so many new singles. We got 2 new singles from Within Temptation, 4 new singles from Evanescence, and way too many interviews from both bands that I lost count. I honestly fell behind and lost count. And I was just like, well, you know, I'm just going to have to catch the highlights. That's where I was in life, okay? So it was awesome to see the bands put out that much exposure to their fans in the middle of this pandemic. I mean, they could have hunkered down. They could have stayed silent. But no, they decided to put, you know, themselves out there and, you know, give us fans something that we can kind of grasp onto, right? So mucho apreciado to both bands, okay? And, you know, for me personally, and this is Rob talking to my audience, you know, I think this is episode 26 or 27. I don't even know. But I didn't think I would go on with this podcast this long, to be honest. I thought I was going to do a few episodes and then, you know, decide I didn't like it or whatever. But for some reason, it seems to be just gaining some steam, getting some momentum. And I just love doing these episodes more and more. And this year gave me that opportunity to do that, because this year forced me to slow down. I think it forced a lot of people to slow down, whether they were laid off of work, whether they had to telework, whether they, you know, they couldn't go out as often or whatever. And it just forced a lot of people to stay inside, slow down, take stock of their life. And some people, you know, myself included, decided, you know what? What can I do with this time? And something I've always wanted to do was a podcast, right? I was a huge fan when I was growing up of talk radio. And then I'm not talking about NPR either, you know, National Public Radio or whatever. I really enjoyed listening to radio DJs. I really enjoyed listening to radio all the time. I wasn't much of a TV watcher growing up. I wasn't much of a video game player, but I loved listening to radio and listening to the radio DJs. So the podcast forums come online, and, you know, this is an excellent opportunity for me to just put out entertaining value about the bands that I love, Evanescence and Within Temptation. So 2020 gave me that opportunity, and, you know, I couldn't be more blessed. So what's in the future? Now in 2021, it's time to step up the game, right? So obviously we're in it to win it for this podcast. So you're actually going to probably see my face a lot more on social media, because I'm going to start doing some video promos for this in addition to doing normal episodes. And I'm going to work harder in staying up to date and keeping up, you know, with the interviews and getting more like factual and making sure that what I'm saying is correct and taking this more seriously. Okay. I even got a new microphone. I got a computer. I got a desk set up in my room now. I'm really taking this seriously. So I just, you know, think that this podcast has a future, and I want you all to be a part of it, because you know what? In the end of the day, I just love to entertain you. See what I did there? Entertain you. Okay. So anyway, here's to a great 2021. Please stay safe out there, F-heads and resistors. Keep an eye out for my newsletter. Keep an eye out for social media for no more great memes and posts and news and everything like that. And we are going to go ahead and get started. We're actually going to start with Evanescence this time. So let's get going. So let's talk about our favorite symphonic metal band hailing from Little Rock, Arkansas, Evanescence, okay? So it's funny that I say that. I don't even think like any of the members anymore are anywhere near Little Rock or anything like that. I don't even think Amy herself was from Little Rock originally. I think she moved down around quite a bit, but ended up in Little Rock, starting the band from there. So, but it's kind of generally known that's where they're from. So, Little Rock, Arkansas. All right. And I've been through there a few times. It's not a bad little city. And when I say little, I mean it's little, especially compared to Honolulu, where I'm at right now. Little Rock's pretty little. So, but what happened over the holidays? So, Amy Lee played piano for the fans right before Christmas. So, she posted a video on Instagram. And she celebrated Christmas. It was a tough year, right? And for her, you know, we all know that, you know, it's been a very outgoing, very vocal year for Amy Lee. You know, she started the year off early. She started the year off releasing new music after, you know, almost 10 years and not releasing new stuff. She put out some new stuff. And, you know, okay, before I say anything else, yes, I know Synthesis is out there. I'm talking about Wasting on You, okay? I always got to backtrack. Okay, sorry about that. I am a fan, I promise. Anyway, Wasted on You came out, right? And the promise of a brand new full-length album, the first one in 10 years of all brand new music, okay? And it revved fans up. She came out with an awesome video. Okay, and then it came out with another awesome video, The Game Is Over. Came out with Use My Voice, which, you know, she took her political turn, which, you know, depending on which side of the fan base you're on, whether you decide to stick around after that or not, is really up to you guys. Me, I'm in it to win it, so I'll stick around no matter what. And after that came the last single, Yeah Right. So, very busy year for her. So, taking some downtime during Christmas, but before then, she went ahead and propped her phone up to her piano and sang us, I think it was about a minute, maybe a little bit more, piano rendition of John Lennon's Happy Xmas, War Is Over. So, very fitting for, you know, the year that it's been. And things have calmed down quite a bit, especially here in the U.S. after the election. We do have the pandemic still going on, but the election after that happened, things have calmed down in the country a little bit. So I think it was a very appropriate song for her to put out there. So if you haven't seen it yet, you need to go out there and see it. It's beautiful, but since then, haven't seen much from Evanescence. But we're looking forward to more because in March 21st, I think, I might be wrong, but it's around that time. The Bitter Truth is coming out, right? Brand new album. And the track list was put out in the correct one, right? Because remember there was that fake one going around for a little bit. But this is the correct one came out. And I think it's 10 new songs, if I'm not mistaken. Maybe 12. I don't know. But there's a few on there that people remember. Take Cover is on there. And Take Cover, I actually remember seeing in 2016 live when they played their rock show. The rock tour. That was the first tour with Jen Majura, okay, who we're going to talk about here in a second. But it was the first time I saw Take Cover, so it's going to be on the album. Super psyched, and hopefully they play that during the Worlds Collide tour. Hopefully they play all those new songs in the Worlds Collide tour. Now, don't get me wrong, I still appreciate all the classics, you know. And speaking of the classics, and the Evanescence EP, 22 years old, all right? That happened this past week. That came out back in 22 years, let's do some math, 1997, 98, something like that, okay? 1998, the EP came out, and I'll tell you, if you're an Evanescence fan and you have not listened to that album, go on YouTube and just type in Evanescence EP. Look for the really gray album with the angel draped over the statue of the angel, draped over the other statue with Evanescence written on there, and just listen to it. It is a phenomenal listen. It was actually one of my favorite Evanescence listenings for a very long time because it's just so raw. There's no slick production, you know, You know, it's not even as produced as Origin. I would say that it is much even less produced as Origin. It really sounds like they were playing in the basement of their house or in their garage, or I don't know where, if they just walked into a studio and said, hey, we have $50. Can we borrow your studio for a half hour? And they slammed out a few songs and walked out. I mean, seriously, this is some like rough drafts of some of the songs that came out later to include My Immortal and Where Will You Go, which made another appearance. On Origin and stuff. And there's some really good gems on there, like Solitude and Understanding. My gosh, Understanding. So there was a version of Understanding on there that's so much better than any ones that I've heard. It's got this double bass drum that I wish that they would replicate when they play on live. But anyway, all those awesome songs are on there. Very just like raw. Amy's hitting the notes kind of sort of all the time, but not. I think there's a note or two that she did. It didn't sound like her voice was fully warmed up yet. Maybe it was just because of the recording situation. Maybe she only had like could just rush in, record, and rush out just because of the budget or whatever. It just the budget wasn't there, but it was just such an awesome listen. So if any of you out there are bored on a Saturday night, go to your convenience store, buy yourself a case of Pabst Blue Ribbon. All right, it's really cheap ass beer, so you know I'm gonna give you a quick if you do drink. If you don't drink, please, you know, don't take this advice, but if you do, go get yourself Pabst Blue Ribbon. If you don't drink, get yourself some of that kombucha tea. That's pretty good. Yeah, get you some of that. Go back to your apartment or to your flat or to your house or to your, you know, trailer, wherever you live, your trailer park. And just listen, just take a few drinks of that cheap ass beer or wine or your kombucha tea and turn off the lights and listen, and you will thank me later. Okay, so anyway, back to current event news. Okay, we're gonna move on to Jen Majura news. So she has been taking a social media break, which a lot of people have. It is the holidays, right? And then the focus should be on the family, or focus should be just kind of like rejuvenating, revitalizing ourselves, taking some downtime for the next year. And Jen Majura did the same, and during which she kind of documented her 30-day break from social media. Now, the highlight of this video that just came out the other day was there was a very short snippet of her listening to my podcast in her what looked like her bedroom with my voice going over the room. And I gotta say, it was pretty surreal. I was like, that's my voice right now. And it was awesome because, you know, inspired her to jump up and record some transition music for this very podcast that you're listening to right now. So again, you know, I've thanked her profusely before, and I'll do it again because what the hell. Thank you so much for the awesome music. It has made my podcast so much better, and it's actually caused me to look at all aspects of how I handle the Worlds Collide ventures that I do, to include the Evanescence community and within Temptation Hawaii, and to see how I can level up in all these things, you know what I'm saying? Because like I said in the beginning of the podcast, this thing might have a future, and I kind of want to see it through. So I'm going to get some t-shirts made, all right? And these t-shirts are going to say the Worlds Collide podcast, right? And, you know, it's going to have some other designs on there, and I'm going to work with some t-shirts company. But when I do these video promos that I'm going to make for this podcast, I'm going to start wearing them. So if you're interested in buying one after you see them, let me know. That'll be coming up in the next couple weeks. Anyway, go on YouTube and just go to Jen Majura's channel. You should find her video there. All right. And you get to listen to my voice. And if you don't like my voice on the podcast, maybe you'll like it on that video. So there you go. Again, that was Evanescence News. We are now going to take a quick break, and we're going to move on to the greatest symphonic metal band from Neverland. The Neverlands. This isn't Peter Pan. The Netherlands. Neverlands. What the hell? From the Netherlands, female-fronted symphonic metal band within Temptation. So we will be right back. Okay, let's talk about Within Temptation. So, for some of you long time fans of Within Temptation, Or for some of us newbies who are learning of the band's past, you'll be happy to know that their breakthrough album, Mother Earth, turned 20 years old. Oh, man. So I'll be honest with you, I haven't really heard the entire album yet. I've heard a couple of the songs off of there. The video for Mother Earth still blows my mind. I mean, Sharon morphs into an owl and flies through the sky. I'll be honest with you. You ready to get your minds blown? I have not seen the video for Ice Queen yet. I don't know why I'm holding off on seeing it. Maybe I want to do a reaction thing to it or something. I don't know. But Mother Earth, right? I have heard Deceiver of Fools. Oh my gosh. Somebody please teach me how to podcast. Okay, Deceiver of Fools. I've heard that song before, and that's pretty good. I actually saw that on a YouTube concert. It was a full, pretty much Silent Force live from beginning to end, and they did Deceiver of Fools. They opened the show with that, right? And it was actually pretty rocking, and they got the whole audience going. Speaking of rocking, like, so I watched this YouTube video, and I'm kind of digging further into their history, and I'm starting to dig into Enter a little bit more, their first album. And I really love their first song, Restless, right? That little piano song in the beginning, and then goes into a slow, like, rock metal anthem type thing. And when you watch the live renditions of that show, or of that song, like, there's this really slow melodic piano part in the beginning, but then Robert Westerholt just, like, somehow, I don't know how he does it, but he psychs the whole crowd up as if they're listening to the heaviest banger anyone's ever produced, right? I mean, check out some of these videos on YouTube. Type in Enter Live or something with the Temptation, Restless Live or whatever, and you'll just see, like, the audience is just kind of checking out this piano, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do, right? But then Robert just jumps in front, starts clapping his hands like crazy, and the whole audience goes nuts, right? And it's just this really song, and then Sharon starts singing, and it's like this really, right? And it's just really slow. Everything's so slow, but the audience is going, I'm surprised, like, they didn't fire up a mosh pit in the middle of Restless, right? So, pretty nuts. Mother Earth, turning 20. So, if you haven't heard that album, go hear it, okay? So, in addition to turning 20, Sharon and Robert conducted an interview with what looked like a kind of a local show, NPO3 Top 2000 Agogo 2020, or the Top 2000 Show. And in this, it looked like it was kind of filmed at home, and a lot of great kind of behind the scenes, kind of like at home with Robert and Sharon type stuff going on. And I love it because they seem like so down to earth and so just like, yeah, you know, you wouldn't even tell if you met them. Let's say you're at like, I don't know, let's say you were at Walmart and you were standing in line to check out at the self-checkout lines, and they were standing right in front of you, and they were just talking, and you just start BSing with them, whatever. Start getting to know them as you're waiting through the line, and they seem very, and you wouldn't know just by, like, talking to them that they were, like, you know, these absolute metal gods just standing up in front of thousands of people with fire erupting all around them with these operatic singing vocals and Robert's just churning guitar riffs and blowing people's minds for 22 years. Yet, you know, they're in Walmart buying toilet paper. So, you know, that's pretty cool. All right. It's refreshing. It really is. To me, it's super duper refreshing. But anyway, they got on the show that did that. It looked like Sharon brought out a lot of the old outfits that she used to wear during that era as well. And it just seemed like a really awesome interview. I didn't get to watch all of it, but I will. I think I'll watch it tomorrow morning when I get up. I get up, you know, fun fact, I get up at like 5 in the morning. I'm an old man, okay? I'm almost as old as Robert. By the way, happy birthday to Robert Westerholt, okay? January 2nd, he turned 46 years old. You know, and that's awesome. And, you know, if you look at pictures of the guy, he doesn't look a day over 45. So, 46-year-old Robert Westerholt, congratulations on your long, healthy life and your commitment to Within Temptation. Love the fact that, you know, your commitment to keeping the band going means staying at home with the kids while Sharon goes out and promotes the hell out of it. That, to me, is also very wholesome and makes me want to keep listening to the band over and 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 over again. kind of like I'm a fan or something. Speaking of fans, so it seems to be kind of par for the course nowadays, but whenever bands release a video, fans release a video that they make themselves. And 2020 saw a lot of that. We saw that with the Evanescence's Wasted on You. That was a very popular one. The fans did that. I was in that too. If you guys go check it out, you'll see me scooting along on my scooter along the river. That's me. Okay, I was in the Wasted on You video. I'm also in the little kiddie pool toward the end. But that was the last time I ever participated in one of those fan videos. They also did one for The Game Is Over. And then for Within Temptation, they did one for Entertain You. And they just did one recently for The Purge. So a lot of great editing in there. It looked pretty professional, like a professional director / editor did it. So there's some real talent out there among the fan base, you know? A lot of great graphic designers, a lot of great editors, a lot of great media people out there. I mean, you know, there's some people out there that should they use their powers for good, they could probably end up making like a lot of money if they found the right avenue and stuff. So keep going with this, guys. You guys are doing a great job putting these things together. And the band, of course, recognized it as well. They made a comment under YouTube saying that they watched, you know, obviously they loved the video. So a lot of great editing and artistry by the fans. So keep that going. Anyway, that is it for Within Temptation News for now. And that's pretty much it for the podcast. So again, we are entering into a new year. Lots of great stuff going on for the Worlds Collide podcast. For those of you who have been listening since episode one, I thank you so, so much for your support. Drop a comment in iTunes and Spotify or wherever saying how much you enjoy or don't enjoy the podcast, if I need to improve it or whatever. I love the feedback. If you need to find me, I am on Instagram at the Ev Community. I'm also on Twitter at the Ev Community and at the WT Community, which you will call find is called Within Temptation Hawaii. Because, you know, I'm out in Hawaii. I'm a Within Temptation fan, all right? Also, you could go on iTunes, Spotify, wherever and find the Worlds Collide podcast, and you will find this here. But again, thank you so much. This concludes today's podcast, and we will see you next week. Have a great one and stay safe. Bye.